Following up with Chesem and Beis, while we're coming to Chesem and Beis, we have three tzitzis in to them today. So, the Gemara is a very quick recap, and all the way into this tzitzis again. The Gemara held that. Rabbi had a shayla and says to pay Maliyah on Megufo. The Gemara brought a raya that you pay Megufo. The Gemara was matched to say that he's talking about shit. That's what the Gemara was. The Gemara said, he's talking about Sirius, he's talking about Megufo. That was the yo-yo of the sugar. That was the background of the sugar. Now, Rabbi, when he asked his shayla, right, he didn't know that there was a braisa that said anything about. Rabbi asked the Shaila, is Sirius Megufo? And the Gemara said, oh, I've got a Tisepta which says that Sirius is Megufo. That means Rabbi didn't know that Tisepta. If you would have known the Tisepta, maybe you wouldn't have asked it. Right? So Rabbi didn't know this Tisepta. So the Gemara brought this Gemara to this Tisepta to say that Sirius is Megufo. And then the Gemara said, not to be matka this Tisepta. And then the Gemara said, no, you could explain the Tisepta like we said beforehand. So this Tisepta, this Braisa, which is a support for Rava's Shaila, Rava didn't know about it, but the Gemara is bringing it as a support. Then the Gemara asked for a different Shaila that Rava had. Rava had a different Shaila. Is the Haidah for Sirius? Is the Shaykh Musug, if you do Sirius three times, on the fourth time you have to pay the Shaykh. That was the Shaykh of the second Shaykh the Rabbah asked. Two questions the Rabbah asked, they weren't connected to each other. One, he asked, happened to be on Yudches Cheshvar. He asked him when he was in Ardo. He asked, is it Sirius? Do you pay the Gufa Malia? And that happened to be in the middle of summer's month when he was visiting Mechuzah or somewhere else, he had a different Shaila. Is it Shaykh Hador? Is it Shaykh Mut? In both those cases, on the second question, the Gemara said, why did Rabbi have that Shaila? We can prove it from the Braisa. The Braisa said, the Machlek says, the Chachamim, the Braisa says, you pay Matsi Nezek. Why did the Braisa say you pay Nezek Shalim? Because so the Gemara wants his chest because he did it three times. On the fourth time, he pays Nezek Shalim. So you see, there's a Shaykh Hador, Shaykh to be moved. So in the Braisa, it seems to show that the Shaykh Hador. So why did Rav have the Shaila? We can prove it from this Braisa. So in two questions that Rav asked, both questions Rav asked, the Gemara will arrive from this Braisa to answer his Shaykh. Right? The first time the Gemara brought this Braisa. And the second time, the Gemara says, why did you have asked the Shaila? We can prove it from this price. Yeah, that's the Rosh of the Gemara, Amud Beis. If you look at Amud Beis, Eloha is four lines down. Eloha, after the fourth Pshat of the Gemara, and the Gemara said that the Pshat in the price is, you did it three, four times, you're chayim in the Shalom. Eloha, the boy, Rabba, four lines down in the Yud Ches Amud Beis. Eloha, the boy, Rabba, Yeshadol, it says, now Rabbi had a shayla. Is it Shaykh Hador or not? What's your shayla? Either Rabbanon. If you follow Shittas Rabbanon in this braisa, ain't Hador. So it's not Shaykh Hador. Either Belozo, yes, Hador. So what's your shayla b'chal? It's Toshtek in the braisa. I'm not in the braisa. That's what the Gemara is asking. So the question is, if Rabbi didn't know this braisa, so what's your question on Rabbah? Why did you ask this Shaila? I mean, if you hold that Rabbanon, you know Adah. If you hold that Rabbah, it is Adah. What's your question on Rabbah? Why did you have that Shaila? Rabbah didn't know the price. It's more how Rabbah didn't know the price. Because Rabbah asked the Shaila, is it Megufa Maliyah? And we brought the price. Rabbah didn't know the price. Rabbah did not know the price of whether it's Megufa. This Machlik is the Rabbah, Rabbah didn't know. So now you want to tell me, you want to know why the laws hold you paying as exalim. Why did the laws hold you paying as exalim for Tsuris? Why? What was the fourth chart? Because I don't. Because it's Tsuris, which you did four times paying as exalim. Oh, so why did Rob have a Shaila? Don't stay in the Braisa. The Braisa knew it. We've got a Braisa which says that there's a dot. That's the Mars question on Rob. Rava didn't know this braisa. If he would have known this braisa, he would have never had the question in the first place, whether it's Megufa Malia. The braisa tells me Megufa. Rava didn't know the braisa. If he didn't know the braisa, so of course he doesn't know whether it's a dawn. So what's the most fine on Rava? That's Rava, that's Tosis Kasha. Right? You have to remember the two questions of Rava. The two questions of Rava both answered from the same braisa. So if he didn't know the braisa for the first question, then he wouldn't have known the braisa for the second question. It's the same braisa. Rava's two questions was, is it Megufa Malia? Is there a door or not? Both those questions are answered from the same braisa. Rabbanan said, you pay Chatzinezik Megufoi. Rabbanan said, you pay Nezik Shalei Megufoi. Why is it Megufoi? Because Tereis is Megufoi. Why is it Nezik Shalei? Because it's Hadar. So you see both questions are answered from the same braisa. But if you don't know the braisa for one of the questions, you won't know the braisa for the second one either. So did Rava know the Shai? Did Rava know the braisa when he asked the question, is it Megufa Malia? Did he know the braisa? What would you say, Ruben? How do you know?
Because he wouldn't have asked the question.
Because he wouldn't have asked the question. The Gemara said, Tonsi, what braisa? Which answers your question. Oh, thank you. I didn't know that. Shkir. Rava doesn't have to know every braisa. Rava do not need to know braisa. So he didn't know the braisa. So we told him the braisa. Rava had a different shayla somewhere else. He had a different shayla. And we can answer that shayla with the same braisa. Do we have any question on Rava? Why did he ask it? We know this braisa. No, because Rava himself didn't know the braisa. Mukha from the first question. So what's the Gemara upset with Rava based on this braisa? Well, that was it. Didn't know. That's Tesis Kasha. Tavol Tesis. Chesaron Vesa. Abba Gabdu Rava, loy have a yoda habraisa. Rava didn't know the braisa. How do I know he didn't know the braisa? Midaboy, he himself asked on the previous Amud, Megufa Mishalim, do you pay Megufa? And he didn't know this braisa because the braisa said you pay Megufa, so he didn't know this braisa. So what's the command? Huh? It's so much serious. Maybe the braisa is talking about a shinu. Yeah, that would be like the second part of the mikvah. At the moment we're going with the fourth part. The moment we're going with the fourth part of the mikvah, that shat and the braisa is serious. You did many times, right? So Rava, the ask the shadow is very good for you. So the first mom brought this braisa as a support for him. And the Gemara wanted to be madchi, and the Gemara said, no, we can establish this braisa from that series. So when Rav asked this shayla, so he obviously didn't know this braisa. If he knew this braisa, it wouldn't be his own shayla. It was in the braisa didn't pay miguf. The first malach, the third malach, the fourth malach were all saying that you pay miguf for its series. And this is the same malach, we want to say, why is it nezek shalei? Because migufoi beis amud. Right? So what's the most time on Rava? I mean, Rava didn't know this braisa.
The braisa was
working with the braisa. We're going with Mahalak at the moment, they're going with the fourth time. Why is it Nezik Shalim? Why is it Nezik Shalim? No, that's the second one.
I can say the first time you bought with it. On the first time.
It was a normal thing he did it? If it was a normal thing, it's regular, we should say, okay, it would be Chatzinezik.
So
it's just be Chatzinezik. That was like caring. Your point is going to be good in the next part, next test. It's an interesting hour you're making. That's in the next test. But let's just focus about once again. I think you do have a question, but not but the previous question you asked.
Our braisa is coming just to supplement the mission of something that's cultivated in the group. But the scenario itself is a mission. We have it comes later on, right? So there's a machlokus of what the actual case of the mission is.
There's machlokus what the braisa was talking. Or the braisa was talking about a mission or not.
The question is whether the braisa was even talking about a mission?
Yeah.
So it's not a given. It says to Tana Allah. It says that there was a price of talk on this mission. And that's the way I understood.
Tana Allah was.
It's not Allah, on Ish, on this. There was a Tosefta on top of this mission
One second.
Yeah, that's how we explained it last week, something like that. Yeah. But this Tanya law was all saying that we thought it was a Hemshek because of Tzuris.
So it may not be a Hemshek?
When we said the second shot, it's Tzuris Hashinui, that was nothing to do with the previous mission. That mission.
So we don't even, so not, it's not established that there's so many moving pieces.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or even they had to explain that that mission is talking about Hashinui.
We actually learned the mission by itself. How was it presented? How does the word understand the mission?
We'll get there. Okay. So after going to Rava Leva Yoda Braisa, Rava didn't know this Braisa, Midaboy Migufa Mishalim, since he asked, do you pay me Gufoy? Mikamakim Daika Gemara, the Gemara still said this point on Rava. Why? The Nifsha Minah. The Gemara meant to say, let us resolve Trevai. Let us resolve both of Rava's shyness. Let us resolve both of Rava's shyness. Rava had two shyness. Is it Migufoy or is it Adon? Let us resolve both of those shyness. It is Migufoy, and whether it's Adon is Machlikas, Revelosa, and Adon. Not that Rava should have known that, but let us, let's not leave Rava's shyness left hanging. Let us answer Rava's shyness. Rava has a shyness to Migufoy Madia. Let us answer it. The Gemara said, Doki. The Gemara was Doki and said, Loi Nifshut Mino, Loi Ho, Veloi Ho. The Gemara said, no, we can't. We can't resolve not the first Shaila, not the second Shaila. Loi Ho, Veloi Ho, not this one or that one. Why? Because it could be that this Bryce was talking about something else completely. It could be talking about Shinoi, and Rava has nothing to do with Soyois, nothing to do with Rava's Shaila. And therefore, we don't know if it's Migufa Maliya, because it's talking about Shinoi. And we also don't know if there's a dog, because here we're talking about Shinoi, not talking about Tzuris. So that's what the Gemara's Madchit. In the Gemara's second Madach, in the Gemara's final thing, the Gemara said that the Braisa wasn't talking about Tzuris. The Braisa was talking about, at least not Tzuris in the normal manner. The Braisa was talking about doing something unusual the first time in the Shaila is whether you hold a reptile for or not. Right? That's what Tzuris said.
So when we say Omer Lachorobo, we're answering for Rob.
Right. Omer Lachorobo means Rob would say. Yeah, not. It's always whenever it says Omer Lachor, it's not what Rob actually says, it's what he would say. That's Lachor. He would say to you, if he was around now, this is what he would say. Tzuris seems to have taken on that Rob didn't know the Braisa. This is, I think, what Yossi is asking. Perhaps Rob did know the Braisa. Perhaps Rava had this suffix of the Gemara. Is the Braisa Tzuris or is the Braisa Shinoi? Is it Keren or is it Pshat and the Braisa because you're old of Tzuris and it's Migufoy and it's there's Adon? Or is Pshat and the Braisa that it's Shinoi and it's because of Rebtav? That could have been Rava's Shaila. Tosis didn't understand it. Tosis says Rava didn't know the Braisa and that's what we're bringing the Braisa to support for Rava. But there could have been an answer to that. Could have been that Rava did know the Braisa, but he was unsure how to explain the Braisa. In both ways, it comes to the same askana. Rava was unsure, and that we can't prove anything from this Braisa. He's unsure whether the Braisa is talking about Karen or talking about Rego.
You say the Braisa was unsure about
it.
He was sure about the Braisa.
He was sure?
I'm suggesting he was sure of the Braisa.
Bryson was talking about a different case than what his question was. Well, he knew that the Bryson wasn't talking about Tzuris.
Bryson was not talking about his
question. Wasn't talking. He knew the Bryson. He knew the pshat and the Bryson was because of the Tafel. Okay, that's an even better possibility. And the Gemara did have such a time, but you say, Rava knew the other pshat. Rava knew pshat and the Bryson. Rava held pshat and the Bryson because of the Tafel.
Yeah.
Okay. Also good. It's the same type of answer. I'm saying that Robert didn't know how to explain the price. You're saying Robert knew the price. He said if I can't say that, all right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Either way, the taste is not taking on it. It's taking on it. Robert didn't know the price. Toshma, we bring in the price. Robert didn't know this price. Okay. Just say that.
How do you mean the word better?
And on?
Usually you would to say, and then like, get everything we just said.
That's when it's an answer, not when it's a question. Whenever the Gemara answers, Elo Machvarto, there's one saying, forget about all the previous answers, this is now a new answer. But Elo Hod, the boy you have is a question. That's not, doesn't tell you to forget everything. So I've got difficulty in everything you said. Elo Hod, the boy, what you said, that was all by the Shaila, I don't understand why you have a Shaila. Okay, very good. That's the top thesis. Second thesis. So let's go quickly in the Gemara. Not quickly, let's go in the Gemara and work out what Tosis is bothered about it. The Gemara said the Rabbi had a Shaila, is Hadar Litzuris or Ein Hadar Litzuris? Is there a Musug of Mu'ad by Tzuris? Right? He did it three times, and the fourth time, do you pay Hedek Shalom? So Gemara says, why don't we prove it from this Braisa? The Braisa said, Rabbi Lotzer said, you pay Nezik Shalim. Why would you pay Nezik Shalim? Very serious. Why should you pay Nezik Shalim? Must be because it is Hador. Why do I want to say you pay Chatzi Nezik? Because it's not Hador. We're talking about the same case. Did something four times. Once it is Hador, once it is not. So what was Rava's Shaila? Or let us answer the Shaila Rav. Amlach Rava, we're now about seven lines down on Yudches Amud Bez. Amlach Rava, says Rava. My shayla about whether it is a dog, that is a libe de rabbonon. That why I had my shayla is a libe de rabbonon, the pligi ale de sumchus. That's going on the rabbonon who argue with sumchus. What's sumchus old? One second. What is sumchus old?
It's a
shayla. The rabbonon of chayla called, how much do you pay? On those opinions that say you pay Chatzi Nezek, I have a difficulty. I have a question. What would be if you did it four times? What would be if those Rabbanon who did it four times? What would be then? What would be the halacha? And that you can't prove from this Braisa. Why? Aval halacha in this Braisa, Bein Rabbanon, Bein Rabbelozah, Kesumchus Tzvili. Both Rabbanon and Rabbelozah hold like Sumchus. Like how much would you pay if it would be normal Tzuris? Nezek Shalim. They hold like Sumchus. Bein Rabbanon, Bein Rabbelozah, both the opinions in this price hold like Sumchus, so you pay Nezek Shalim. The Omar Tzuris, Nezek Shalim, Mishalim. So why do Rabbanon say you pay 50? I understand Rabbelozah, why do Rabbanon say you pay 50%? The time of Mayim Rabbanon Chatzin Ezek, so why do Rabbanon say Chatzin Ezek? If they're all like Simchus, why do they pay Chatzin Ezek? The Shoni V'loi Yayit. We're talking about the Shinoi, one time. One time Shinoi. Of a Plugdut, the Heptav Rabbanon. And it's the Machlekes between Heptav and Rabbanon. If you only did a one time Shinoi, so now we understand the Rabbanon. Why do Rabbanon say you pay Chatzin Ezek? Okay, the Shinoi. Regal Mishune, you do Shina, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Why does the why do you have a loss of all you pay Nezek Shalim? It holds a Reb Tafen. Look at the Reb Tafen, Rabbanon Kermifigi. Oh, very good. That is what Rava said, Chatzin the Braisa. Chatzin the Braisa is nothing about Surya, is three times or four times, nothing about that. We're talking about Shinoi, Regal Mishune, that according to Rabbanon, Regal Mishune, one time, of course, it's Chatzi Nezek. Mekun to Ebelozo, you're right, it should have been Chatzi Nezek had there been maybe in Rishus Rabin. It didn't happen in Rishus Yochid. And Tafan holds that Keren, Mishune, Regal Mishune, in Rishus Yochid, you pay Nezek Shalom. And that's Chatzin the Braisa. There's nothing about Moors. What do you want from me? I have to explain to you Pshat and the Braisa. That's what the Gemara said. Rava's, which question? Rava's original question was good for Eliyah, and you got it right with this Braisa. This Braisa is talking about a regular Mishuna, which is Karen, which is certainly Megufa. Right? Certainly Megufa. And even for the Tauchman, it's only Megufa. It's Regal Mishune, it's Shinoi. So Mila, that's how Rava answered the Shaila. Okay, I had my question, said Rava, and I don't see anything from this brayta to help me. But this brayta is talking about Karen, Taino, Rega Mishuna, he did something one time differently, and it's Machlekes Reb Tarfon and the Rabban. Now, there's one line in this Gemara that's very difficult. Wait, the Gemara? Oh, very good. That's the one line that's difficult. That's the one line. So what's the Rava say? Rava said, my shaylef is mud. That's only in front of the Rabbanon of Sumchus. Sumchus holds you pay Nezik Shalom. Rabbanon say you pay 50%. What would be on the fourth time? Then if I have a question, do they then say you pay 100% or not? Do they say Chatzin Nezik Nezik Shalom? According to Sumchus, I don't have any shaylef whatsoever. Why? Because even the first time you do Tzurias, you pay Nezik Shalom. So I don't have any question according to Sumchus himself. I only have a question according to the Rabbanon of Sumchus. Now, this brisa which you're bringing me, this brisa is talking about Shinui. It's talking about Karen. It's not talking about the normal din of Tzurias. And the reason why the brisa says you pay Nezik Shalom is because he holds Erev Tav. That's what Rava said. But Rava threw in an extra line which seemed to be unnecessary. He said, you should know in this brisa they all hold of Sumchus. The Beloza and the Rabbanon both hold of Sumchus. They hold that had he done service in the normal manner, he would have had to pay Nezik Shalom. They both hold of Sumchus. Just it wasn't talking about service in the normal manner. It was in an unusual manner. And it was Rega Mishuna. Rega Mishuna, the sign is with the other Riptah. Rabbanon of Sumchus. Rabbanon means the people who argue with Sumchus. Right? They hold Chatzinella. But if you have
does that mean that the first three times are done in the regular way, Ragil? And the fourth time was different? Not all four times are different.
All four times are different. So the Rabbanon of Sumchus, they hold Chatzinella. That's true. There's the Rabbanon of Reb Elozo. Reb Elozo holds you pay Nezik Shalom. And the Rabbanon holds you pay Chatzin Ezer. They, says Gemara, they hold of Sumchus. Both of them hold of Sumchus. Now, had he done service in a normal manner, they would have paid 100%. Nezik Shalom. 100% they would have had to pay. They hold of Sumchus. So why do Rabbanon say you pay 50% here? Because he did it in an unusual manner. And why did Rosen say that you pay 100%? Because you did an unusual man and he holds a reptile. But the question is, why did the Gemara say that they hold the Sumchus? What's an afkamina? Why can't we say they hold all the Rabbana? Rabbana hold you, all of them, but also hold you pay. You hold the Rabbana. Serious? You pay hold the Rabbana. But here it wasn't serious. Here it was Karen, it was Rega Mishuna. And by Karen, Allah is something else. What's halacha? 50%, or if you hold a reptile, then 100%. So why did the Gemara say that they hold of Sumchus? Yeah, you hear this question. The Gemara seemed to volunteer information which was unnecessary. Robert Shailer, there is Hador, not Hador, that's clearly holding of Sumchus, holding the Rabban. Sumchus hold you always being Ezek Shalom. First time, second time, third time, fourth time, always being Ezek Shalom. Rabbanon hold, if you do it the normal way, 50%, 50%, 50%. What's about the fourth time? Right there. That's Rabbi Shaila. Rabbi Shaila then attributed to the Rabbanon of Sumchus. Now there's a different discussion. What would be if he does something differently? The Tzurias were in a different way. Rashina, Rashuna. What would be the din? And now it's not Tzurias. Now it's Karen. So what's the din of Karen? There's a different halachas now. As Yossi would always say, it's a completely different volume. You put out the volume of Karen, you open up, and what does it say there? It says it very simple. You do it the first time, there's a machlek is how much you pay. If you did it, it's just a yochi. The machlek is how much you pay. Rabbanon said you pay. Tavon said you pay in Ezek Shalom. It's a completely different story. And that's what was the discussion between the Rebbe and the Rabbanon. My colleague is the Rebbe and the Rabbanon was, do I hold a Reb Tarfon or not? Rabbanon held it. Don't hold the rib tafel. So he did Mishona, you pay nothing as it. And Rabbi Elazar holds, you do pay, you do hold the rib tafel, so you pay as it. Sorry. Do we know what they hold regarding the other machlokes? Regarding the machlokes of Tzoyos, where they hold the sumchus Rabbanon? No idea. What's that to do with it? The reason why he paid Chatzin Ezek because it was Shinoi. The reason why he paid Ezek Shon because it was Tafun. Let them both hold on that normal service is Chatzin Ezek. Let them both hold that. Normal service is Chatzin Ezek, but this is the normal service. This was the service of Mishunet. Right? This is the service of Yehav Reb Tafun. So why is the Gemara saying that they all hold of Sumchos? Let them both hold of the Rabbah. But he's a child of Karen, he's not a child of Tzoris. That's Tzoris's cash. Why do we tomorrow push in that they all have to hold on Sumchus? Why did they do it? Let's see that inside. Says Tzoris, the beginning of Tzoris is just an introductory line. Bein Rabbanon, Bein Ablazak, Sumchus, Tzoris, the old of Sumchus, and everything that was Mishun. Says Tzoris, V'hainu Tichui Delemala. This is the same dichur that we said in Amud Aleph, the second Mahalach. It's the same dichur. Now, don't tell me we're talking about Tzoris in the normal way. It would be Mikufay. We're talking about Karen. And when the Gemara said V'tizbro, we must have V'tizbro. We could be talking about Karen. Ela shaliherich lemala l'kolkach. The Gemara on Amud Aleph didn't elaborate so much. It left it for Amud Beis to speak out more. Okay, so now we know. And this second Malach of the Gemara, Malach, which now we're saying, are the same Malach. V'im Taima, Frank Tosis, V'lamadochak lo'imak yisum v'sirele. Why did the Gemara over want to say that both the Malach and Rabbanon hold of Sumchus? What's the passion? Sumchus is the Rabbanon. We should normally try and go with the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold you always be'chat ne'zit tzoris. That's the Halach and the Maizah. We should normally go with the Rabbanon. So why did Rava say that both Rebbelos and Rabbanon hold like Sumchus? Why? Why is that? Why are you fetching to go like Sumchus? V'yishloima. Now this Teretz, Rashi also said, V'yishloima. Mishum de'ikir Rabbanon, if they would hold like Rabbanon, if they had tinezik for a normal service, imkein tifshoit, then we'd be able to resolve a different shayla, which we're going to have on your test on Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, Rashi has a shayla. What's the halacha if you do tzoreis in an unusual way? Now, if you do keren, if you do, let's say, regular, a normal regular, an unusual way, how much do you pay? So, what would be if you do tzoreis in an unusual way? Tzoreis anyway, you pay chatzinezim. Do you say, since unusual, and now gets knocked down to half of half, which is in English a quarter? Do we say that if you do it in an unusual way, it's now a chatzi of a chatzi? Yes, ruvia. For is that tzuri, is a shinui for tzuri ruvia? Is there shinui for tzuri is to give a din of a quarter?
Robert Jacobson, you've locked up.
We don't want it to be such a clear cut, right?
So we lost you. We lost you the last few sentences. Sorry, you froze. Okay. We lost you. We're going into the Yesh Lomar, and we lost you. We tip shot the aim, Shino.
Okay, very good. I'll say it again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, let me go over. So we're asking the question, why did Rava say we're going to Das Sumchus? The answer is, on the few tests of Adalif, there's a shayla, Rashi has a shayla. What's the din if you do tzuris in an unusual way? We know if you do anything unusual, it's chatzinezek. So what's the din when the whole thing is anyway chatzinezek? If you do it in an unusual way, does that now knock it down to chatzi of a chatzi? Does that knock it down to a quarter? Yesh. Shinui, the tzuris, revi, and ezek. So now in our braisa, what does it say? How much do you pay? Rabbanon said you pay chatzi nezek. And we want to establish that this braisa is talking about shenu. So that would answer the shayla of Rav Ashi. And if Rav Ashi had the shayla, we don't want to say it's such a posture that's in the braisa already. Why you've got a shayla? Yeah, maybe you didn't know the braisa. Ideally, we want to say, we want to try and establish this braisa without saying there's a braisa that's saying clearly the answer. So we can say, yes, Rav Ashi had the shayla because this braisa has got no bearing on it. Because this braisa, you know why they said you pay chatzi nezek? Because they hold of sumchos. They hold of sumchos. Sumchos says if it would have done in the normal way, you would have paid mea. So he did it in an unusual way, so he gets down to 50. Rav Ashi's shayla, they should be a court, it's only in the rabbanon. You pay 50, if you do an unusual way, maybe you pay 25. According to sumchos, where you pay 100%, in the usual way, an unusual way, it's possible you pay 50%. So that's why Rav Ashi, that's why Rava said this price is going like sumchus. Rabbanon and Ebenezer both hold those sumchus. And the reason why you pay 50 is because it was an unusual. And the reason why you, Rav Loza said you pay is because of Rav Tav. That's the simple explanation. Rashi also said like this as well. Shat is v'ishloima, let's see inside v'ishloima v'shum di'ikir abonon. If it's going like the abonon, im kein tifshoy, we can resolve the ein shinui tzoriyos v'yan ezek. That there's no shinui for tzoriyos to make into v'yan ezek. Meaning shinui of tzoriyos does not knock it down to v'yan ezek. Okay, so there we are. That's the answer. Rashi's answer as well. That's why it's a technical answer. The reason why we spoke about it. Some cause is because we don't want to have a bearing on the Rashi's shayla. Now here's a geshmaket teretz. Ba'oid. The ibit tzoreis keochai. This is really a geshmaket teretz. Ibit tzoreis keochai. Yizbir ebeloza chatzi nezek kerabon. If you're going to tell me that ebeloza holds you pay chatzi nezek for a normal tzoreis. Why? Because you hold like Rabbanon Sumchus, Pei Chatzi Nezek. And Bitzuris Al Yedei Shinoi Lo Yizchai Nezek Shalim. If he does a Shinoi, even in Rishus Yochid, he'll never get up to Nezek Shalim. If he would hold that Rabbanon, that a normal Tzuris, you would pay Chatzi Nezek, then an unusual Tzuris would also only be Chatzi Nezek. Would never get to Nezek Shalom. Even if you also rip down from that Karen and it's just a Yochid, you pay Nezek Shalom, but not for this. If you would hold Tzuris in a normal manner, is Chatzi Nezek, then Tzuris in an unusual manner, in a Shisa Yochid, would also only be Chatzi Nezek. Why? Now you tell me why. You work it out. Why? Don't guess. Let's work out. Why would we say that? Why did we want to say it? But also said you would pay Nezek Shalim for Karen. You did it Mishana, and you pay Nezek Shalim Mishasiyah. Why? Rib Tafen. What's the story of Rib Tafen? Let's speak it out. What did Tafen say? Go on, Yossi, I'll be in. No?
If Karen Shisbab is Chatzin Ezek, regular Chatzin Shisbab is off code. And then we see that on Shisbab, regular has to pay for damages. I'm a common with Karen.
Right. Very good. Perfect. That's what happens, Kavokhev. If already Karen is much more common than regular. Because it's chayev nishus rabim. So whenever you're chayev for regal nishus yochid, you should be chayev for mishuna as well and nishus yochid. Now, if it's not tzuris, and how much would you pay for tzuris in nishus yochid? Chatzi nezek. So your kavuchem, we're going to really go up to chatzi nezek. What's the kavuchem itam? I know Karen is more chamor than regal. All right, yeah? No, Karen is chayev nishus yochid in nishus rabim. Regal not. So if Karen is more common than regular, whatever regular is chayim for, Karen must also be chayim. to say them. How much is regular chayiv in a shutzei yochid? So it is. How much is the chayiv? Chatzi nezek. So you know that keren would also only be chayiv chatzi nezek. But you would never tell me that keren be chayiv more than chatzi nezek, because all you know is it's as small as the regular. Going to be more.
So on that
we say the diet. But you can't say that. You can't learn more than what you're learning from. That means you are. Just what we say. We're saying it's at least as chomor as great. Has to be.
Wow.
All we can learn from him is saying if we see it's more chomor there, so it can never be less chomor than regular. It should. It could be more, but we can't say how much more. We've got no bearing, no matter.
Same ratio.
Maybe 3/4 more. It was infinity more. Ratio before was infinity more.
Right, it was 0 to half.
Now, how much is 0 to half? Infinitely more. 0 is 0. How much times? However much you want by 0, you remain 0. That's what they taught us in school. No? Maybe I can be the math teacher here. If you times 1 billion by 0, how much is it? Still 0.
Why are you doing
5 months?
Add a half.
Why add
a half? That's how you do it.
Maybe you should multiply by 3 trillion. Keep it. You're just making up a number. Okay, fine. So if you want to learn a Kalachin, a Kalachin has to be tied to something. So if I see that Regal is Nezik Sholeh, so Karen is going to be Nezik Sholeh. But if I see the regular is only Chatzin Ezek, then Emma solved. Karen is also only Chatzin Ezek. Karen is at least in Somo as regular. Can't be less than regular. Can't be less than regular. But can be as much as regular. You can't say more than regular because I don't know how much more it should go to. Because if Tavin's talking about, if Tavin's not talking about serious. If Tavin's talking about, regal, normal regal. How much is the normal regal in Shasai Yochid Nezek Sholem? So if regal in Shasai Yochid Nezek Sholem, so Karen must be at least like the regal, which is Nezek Sholem. Are you Karen's more homo than regal? So if regal is Nezek Sholem, Karen must also be Nezek Sholem. But if regal is only Chatzin Nezek, so the Karen can only be Chatzin Nezek. So what's Rebbe Lazar mean when he says you pay Nezek Sholem? If the reason is because of Reb Tavman, so why should be Nezek Sholem? Must be because by this type of series, Reb Tavman would have said, Reb Lezer would say you're being Nezek Sholem. Why? He also sinkus. He also sinkus, you're being Nezek Sholem. And therefore, since you're being Nezek Sholem for series, I can make a Kavach Chaymeh for Reg and Mishonah to say you're being Nezek Sholem. Because Imamling is confused. So it gives me a right to say it again. The whole basis to explain why Reb Lezer would say you pay Nezek Sholem. We're talking about Mishunah. Why should you pay Nezek Sholem? What was Pshat and Reb Lezer why you pay Nezek Sholem? If we're talking about one time Mishunah, what was Pshat? The Pshat we had is because of Reb Tavan. The Pshat we had is a Kal V'Chayim. If we know that Keren is more common than Regal, and we know Regal in Shaziyah pays Nezek Sholem, then we know Keren pays Nezek Sholem as well. That was the Kal V'Chayimah. Karen more common than Regal. Regal is Nezek Sholem and Shaziyachid. So Karen is also Nezek Sholem and Shaziyachid. So that's in a case where there's no Tzreis. That's a straight Kal V'Chayimah. Now we're talking about a case with Tzreis. Tzreis Mishunah. Tzreis Mishunah. So now how much would Tzreis, normal Tzreis, be in a Shaziyachid? If it's only Chatzin Ezek, then your Kal V'Chayimah only can take you up to Chatzin Ezek. Rav Lozer said you pay Nezek Sholem for one time during something different series. Rav Lozer lands up chat. What Rav wants to say?
Nezek Sholem.
Nezek Sholem. Why? Because you're the Rav. Then what happened? What did he do? What was the case? What did the animal do? What was the storyline? Storyline was he did series Mishunah. Series Mishunah. One time. Tzoris Mishonah, that's what he did.
That's
the storyline? Yeah, that's the storyline. Tzoris Mishonah. And the Lotus said, you pay Nezek Sholem. Why do you pay Nezek Sholem? Because of the Kal V'Chayimah. If you can tell me Kal V'Chayimah, that means it must be as Chomo as as regular, as normal regular. Well, a normal regular would only be 50%. Because story is only 50%. If you order the Chachamim of Sunkos, they hold stories you only pay 50%. So what would you like to make a cup of payment? If you find that Karen is more common than Shasarabim, so it should be at least as common as regular and Shasayokit. Okay. And how much is regular and Shasayokit? Sirius, how much is Sirius and Shasayokit? If it's got Chatzinezek, so it has to be at least as common as that. But that's 50%. So how to do a blessing to get to 100%? The blessing says 100%. Find out how to get to there.
Because
the Sunkus says. But I'm not to the 100%. If Tavim is just taking me as Chomo as regular. Okay? Right? As Chomo as regular. That's all you can do. I know that Karen is more Chomo than regular. And so whatever the din of regular is, that's what Karen would be. It's only as Chomo as regular. Okay? So, yes or no? Okay, so that's all the Rav said. Can only be as Chomo as regular. So if so, if regular is only Chatzin Ezek, so then... Karen would also only be Chatzin Ezek. Rebbe also said it's Nezek Sharin. How can that be? Must be that he holds, and a normal Surya is how much would you pay? Nezek Sharin. So now I have a very good Kabbalah Chayimah. If a normal Surya would have been Nezek Sharin, and that's Regal. And I know Karen is more Chomer than Regal. So if you do, Surya is Meshonen, in Rishon Zayachit. But remember, Tzoriz Roshonah should say, you would pay money for, that Tzoriz Roshonah and Roshonah and Yochid should be at least as Chomo as Rega. And Rega is Nezik Shalim, therefore this should also be Nezik Shalim.
Now we can say, but Rob, why can't the Kama Chomer be at least, but it could be more? Why would it stop there?
But since you've got no way of knowing till where, so you've got no right to say anything.
There's like I said, at least that.
Pastor Meruba. Loiter faster. If you've got nothing to tie it to, then you can't say anything because who tells you it should be a whole thing? Maybe it's 3/4, maybe it's 2/3. You've got no way of knowing. So therefore, you've got no right to learning such a thing. You need to be able to tie it, to anchor it to something. So if the thing we're learning it from is only half an ezek, so we've got no right to go more than that. So, it's a very similar thing to dying. Let's say it's diary. It's similar to diary. It's not exactly like diary. But I didn't want to use the word diary because I saw you pull out something to me and say, the Tava doesn't hold of diary.
It only doesn't hold it if you eliminate the Kalachomer.
Well, it would be eliminating the Kalachomer.
But you still pass it by Nikukol.
Oh, that's the next thing. It's the next. Ruben's asked the question, which I was dreading you to ask. But this is a very simple answer to it, but I was dreading it ask that Rav Tava doesn't hold them down. At least regarding the Nezek Shalem, he didn't hold them down. That's the Gemara says clearly. Rav Tava holds you pay Nezek Shalem, even though you're learning out from Hati Nezek of Karen. He says, Gordai, take up the Nezek Shalem. See if so here as well. When we're learning out from Hati Nezek, sorry, it's Gordai. I don't need the Kalachomer to tell me. I know Chatzin Ezek read, so ignore that and take up Chatzin Ezek Shalim. But it's a toss. Question to the state would be more useful if we had some type of luach here. But let's just explain it like this. It's very simple, but it's a duck and stick is a simple answer. There's two types of in this Kalachim, there's two factors what you look at. The thing where you're starting from, and where you're going to is the how do I know that Karen is more common? That's what I'm starting from. How do I know that Karen is more common? And where you're learning from, where you're going to, I see regular is Nezek Shalim, so Karen should also be Nezek Shalim, right? Now, what would be in the case which Sigmar is discussing? Where the place where I'm learning, starting from the Karen, all I see is Chatzin Ezek. All I see that Karen is more Chomo. I know that Karen is more Chomo. I see it only by Chatzin Ezek. I know that Karen is more Chomo, right? How do you know Karen is more Chomo than Rego?
It's
Shutzer Adam. Rego pays 0, and Karen is much more Chomo. You pay half. So I find somewhere else that Regel pays Nezik Shonim. And I always knew that Karen is more chomer than Regel. So he should have at least that halacha. Should have at least that halacha of Nezik Shonim. Along comes Daya and says, now one second, you were coming from something which was Karen, but we saw it only by Chatzi Nezik. So this Daya would therefore try and limit learning from Regel, which was Nezik Shonim, maybe only to Chatzi Nezik. That's the Daya mentioned in the Gemara. The dimension in the Gemara is saying, I've got a fact that Regel is Nezik Shalim. And I know that Karen is more Chomo, which should therefore tell me that Karen is as should be Nezik Shalim. But how do I know Karen is more Chomo? Only I saw it in Chatzi Nezik. So maybe that would somehow tell me you've got a right to learn from Regel Nezik Shalim. You only got a right to learn Chatzi Nezik. That's the dimension in the Gemara. The starting point was only Chatzi Nezik. So it gives you a new right to learn up to Chatzi Nezik. I would want to expand it to Nezik Shalim. But the diet tells me, since the starting point was Chatzi Nezik, you've only got a right to go up to Chatzi Nezik. This case, which we're talking about here, is the exact opposite. Here we're talking about a case where the starting point was the Choliot Chatzi Nezik. But what place I want to learn it from, what we want to say, that Soyuz, Neshutza Yochid, is Chatzi Nezik. That's the place where I want to learn it to go to. That I want to say it should be at least as chomo as serious, as rega, which is Chatzi Nezik. Here's a different thing. You've got no right to say, well, it's dying. I can't go more than that because there's nothing to anchor it to. That's like what I was saying to Fasim. I can't say more than Chatzi Nezik because what do you want to say? It should be at least as chomo as rega. Okay, rega is Chatzi Nezik. So no, maybe it's more, maybe, but I've got nothing to tie it to. I've got nothing to tie it to.
Yes.
It's different to the original way of thinking. The original way, I have something to tie it to. I want to tie it to Rega, which is Nezek Shalim. Tie tells me, no, but where you came from was Chatzi Nezek, that would limit it to Chatzi Nezek. But here's the exact opposite. Here, you want to say it's more than what you've got the facts in front of us. The facts in front of us are only Chatzi Nezek serves. So you want to say, no, I should be able to learn more than that. There's nothing to anchor it to. There's nothing to say more than that. Maybe it's 2/3, maybe it's 7/8, maybe it's Nezik Shalim. On that, the normal plan is to pass the milbo like the fast. You can't learn more than the facts in front of you. The facts in front of you are Chatzi Nezik Tzorios, that's all you've got to learn. You can't learn more than that. Chatzi Nezik. So Mamela says to Isis, if Rebbe Lazar was whole, like the Rabbi, Chatzi Nezek, you would not be able to say that you would pay Nezek Shalim, but if you did Tzorius Mishun, you wouldn't be able to tell you that. You wouldn't have the Kavach Remeh Tafel. The Kavach Remeh Tafel would only tell me Chatzi Nezek. LMI must be a Beloza hold of Tzorius. If you're a Beloza hold of Tzorius, we might as well say they're a Beloza hold of Tzorius as well. Yeah, let's see that inside. This is all one long sentence. If regarding tzorius done in the normal man, Rebeloza would hold Chatzi Nezek Kirabonon, he would hold that you would pay Chatzi Nezek like Shitzrabonon. Then with tzorius, how they shinoi, then with tzorius, in an unusual way, loy is chayim nezek shalim. He cannot hold your bichayim nezek shalim. Apol gav the sovek b'tafen, even though he holds a b'tafen. The leke kavochayim. We don't have a kavochayim. The given the b'tzorah is shen v'regel. Since b'tzorah of shen v'regel bechotza hanizik in rishutzei yochi ein mishalim elo chatzi nezek. He only pays chatzi nezek. Gam tzoris to Karen, lo yishalein, ki im chatzi nezek. So to the tzoris of Karen, you would only be able to say, you pay chatzi nezek.
That's what's the saying, there isn't a power of chomer. Not that you want, there is a power of chomer, but you can't go higher than chatzi nezek.
There's no power of chomer, because chatzi nezek itself, I knew anyway. And more than Chatzi Nezek, I can't say for Kavach Remeh because I've got nothing to anchor to. So there's no Chatzi Nezek, but there's no Kavach Remeh. If Tafa wouldn't help us, If a tafel would only help us if I've got something to anchor it to and say, look, regal is so much, carry must be so much as well. But if regal is the same as carrying, so there's nothing to start with. The loyal. So now that's the end of this point of phrase. It's a different text to Rashi, it's an additional text to Rashi. Schmack. That it can't be that the laws are holds on Rabbon of souls. Can't be all the tzuris in Yechatzinezek. Because if Rabbi Loza would all the tzuris in Yechatzinezek, then tzuris and the shinui can't be more than tzuris Yechatzinezek. And so he's got another suggestion. Perhaps we'll say, perhaps we won't talk about tzuris. Who tells us we should be talking about tzuris? Let's not talk about tzuris. Let's say it's talking about that. Of a mocking gechelis, where you put it down on the haystack, on that Rav Loza says you pay nezik shalim. Not serious, don't talk about serious. Say on that he says you pay nezik shalim. You put it down on the haystack in an unusual way, and Rav Loza said you pay nezik shalim. Why would it be nezik shalim? Because Rav Tavra is already did a meister hezek be a dying, not a living serious, in an unusual way. If Tavon tells you, you should see off in an unusual way, you pay Nezik Shalim. So why don't we say that? Why do we say he's holding a nice sum? Because we're talking about Tzurius. Talking about Tzurius holding a sum, because say he's talking about Nezik Shalim, because he did it in an unusual way, and you pay for Mokim Gecheles, where it was put down. That's not Tzurius. We're going to Ancha Anukha, the Godish Beshino, he put it down on the Godish in an unusual way. And Yechalena, maybe this is not the answer. He says, no, we want to talk about Tzurius. We prefer to say that Shatz Rebbe Loza is the pain of the Shalom, the whole Godish. Rebbe Yochanan explains that Mishnah later on. Rebbe Yochanan is going to explain that Mishnah later on. You pay for the whole Godish. You pay the whole Godish. So we want it to go like Rebbe Yochanan says. Places. We're not talking about the only pain of the Shalom for a small local area. You're paying as the Shalom for the entire Godish. Why should it be for the entire Godish? It's serious. But he did serious at the Shinoi. And serious at the Shinoi is at least as chomo as serious in the normal manner. And serious in the normal manner is not like Shonai because he holds off. So, right? That's the end of the thesis. So I'm really sorry, I apologize. But I have to go to England to be with my wife and my Shviger. So tomorrow and Thursday, I won't be here. I apologize about it. Next from Sunday, we'll go back to Yachzel Emudoy every year, like we should be doing, like I should be doing anyway. So next from next year will be on Sunday. I really do apologize. It's been a rough week, the last week and a half. It's been a time for Lilko, and Lilkois, it's been a time for ups and downs. But Seven boxes now. Tonight, the last seven boxes, I'm going to have to miss it. But, yeah.
Rob, how's your Everton feeling?
She's good. She does feels very much I should be there with her at the moment.
Was there a surprise?
It was very, very sick. We didn't know when it would be, but he was very, very sick. It was at the end of Machler. The last 2 weeks ago.
Right. How old was he, Rob?
Something.
How old was he?
80-something. 80-something. I don't remember exactly. He was in his mid-80s. She's also close to 80. Not exactly. Yeah, he was a very big Baal Chesed, a tremendous Baal Chesed. He learned how to do Chesed in a very, very unique way of doing it. I knew him as a boy. I had his son was in my class. So one day he came to our house. My parents didn't have very much money. So he came to our house and said he wanted to show us a video. He had a video of Little Lord Fauntleroy or something like that. And he had on, you know, the old-fashioned videos we have on
Weems. A projector.
So he came, we were watching it, and we didn't know, but as we were watching it, he was looking around the salon, looking at what we need. And a few days later, he came with some chairs, he came with a table. This is before I got married. It was a very unique way of trying to do chesed. He once bought somebody a fridge, and the person refused to take it. Didn't want to take a fridge. So he took a hammer and smashed the sides. And other time somebody came for a pair of shoes. My share one time had almost no money whatsoever. So a poor man came collecting, not for better, a poor man came collecting. My share saw that he had holes in his shoes. So he gave his pair of shoes to this man. This man thought my share dumped him shoes. So crazy, he had spare beds. It was a tremendous mouthful asset. But it's good for when Hashem blessed him with a lot of money and he used it for the thing. And it's good for when Hashem took it away from him again. The last few years have been very difficult for him, but he always with that mindset to what he could do to do
it. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, inshallah, should upbring Gan Eden. And I apologize. It's been having to miss Shiva, but Mitchum Sunday, we'll try and get back into it. So, in the meantime, while I'm not around, please, let's try and finish off this thesis here for the last thesis on the page. And then, we will be starting the new Sugya Gufo, Boyobi Ishalot Tzoyis, which is still the next Omid, four lines down, Boyob Ashi. Again, this Sugya is not the easiest of Sugya, and it doesn't get much easier. Hashem, this Sugya, we've a winter's not to have heavy, heavy Sugyas, we don't have a break too much. Next time we'll go back into it, and we'll do Chazara again, we'll get to the two dots, then we'll do Chazara, make sure we know get it clear. And the Mietz Hashem, everything should go well. Keep well. Should be well, Mr. Parents, good to see you.
Travel safely. Come back safe.
God bless.